When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you.
Hey, Authentic Influencers, we're on episode 114, and again, we are talking about Facebook parties, but this is a little bit different when it comes to Facebook parties. So if you haven't noticed, there's a lot of different ways that you can do Facebook parties, and I wanted to make sure that we were bringing people from all different kinds of businesses so you could see different ways of doing things. This is one of my favorite things to do because you may be doing Facebook parties one way in your business and you can hear how someone else is doing it and you can totally revolutionize the way that you are doing it in your business. So I'm so excited to bring to you another guest. Her name is Andrea True. And we are going to dive right into her interview. This is so much fun. So take some notes. This is another way you can do a Facebook party. Hey, Authentic Influencers. I'm so excited. Today we have Andrea True on with us. And she is another one of our Facebook party experts. And I'm so excited to have her come on and talk about how she does Facebook parties and how you can learn some really like great gold nuggets from her. So Andrea, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I'm excited.
Yeah, so fun. Well, I would love to hear how you got into network marketing and how you got into this whole Facebook party realm that we're going to be talking about.
Okay. So I won't go too far back, but I just kind of got to this spot in life. My husband went to law school, didn't love it, decided he didn't even want to practice law. So we've been just like searching for years. He finally got settled in a career that he loves that still needed his law degree. So that's good. But in the process, we had times where we didn't have a job or we weren't making as much money or we were just struggling. And when you think, okay, we're going to law school and I'm marrying an attorney, like you think things are going to be fine, right? So you don't really worry about money at all. And I had a career before we got married and did medical sales. So it was something I loved. And so as our kids got older, I always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. But as they got older and my youngest was three, I thought, I really, all the other kids are in school and he's lonely. And I'd really like to make some extra money because I feel like we're always okay, but we're not ever able to get ahead. And that always kind of bothered me. So I took on some babysitting from a neighbor across the street, and that was a friend of my son's. And so it worked out okay. And then after about a year, I'm like, this is a lot of work and hard and my son's already really hard. So it was just like, ugh. So as I approached 1 year before he was going to kindergarten, I thought, okay, he's going to be gone. And what am I going to do? Like, I am not somebody that likes to read for hours or crochet, or I knew I wasn't going to be, I love my mom dearly, but she likes those things. And I was like, I will go crazy. So I started to think what jobs I might like, and everything I could think of meant me leaving the house and me not being home. And what if I had a sick child? Or what if I, you know, like my younger ones kind of got ADHD? What if he doesn't do well in school? What if that happens? And so I started just thinking, what options do I have? And at the time, I had a friend that had just announced she was going to be selling Paparazzi. And I had been familiar with the jewelry from years ago because I have a nickel allergy and tried it and loved it and just hadn't found a consultant in years and wore the same jewelry for like 5 years. And so when I found out, I thought, well, I'm going to watch her Facebook Live and just see what this is. I don't know. I've never watched a Facebook Live. And so I did, and it was so fun. And I felt like I reconnected with her, and, you know, it was like a high school friend. And I loved the jewelry. I loved the whole Facebook part of it, live part of it. And so I started buying jewelry from her and realized that I wanted to be on her live. Like, I didn't want to miss her lives. I wasn't a big spender, but it was like I wanted to be there. And I'd even be like driving my kids to dance and like have it on and be like every stoplight trying to see if it would come on. So I realized I really enjoyed this. So one day it just kind of hit me. I could do this. Like I love to talk and pretty much a Facebook Live is you talking and nobody else. So I'm like, that might work well for me. And I love people and I love the jewelry. So it kind of started to come into my mind, but I'll admit I have been asked to join multi-level marketing before and just never felt good about it. Never wanted to. I didn't want to be that person bugging people. So I kind of held off and I kept getting this nudge. And finally I talked to my husband about it and he's like, I think you'd be good at it. Like, let's look into it. So we did. And it was just one of those things where it just kept coming to me. So I thought, I'm just going to take the plunge. I called my friend, took a couple days to figure it out. And I just took the plunge and joined. And in the end, my son isn't going to kindergarten. We're all stuck at home. And so that didn't go the way I planned. But at least I kind of started a year ago hoping to be at a good spot so that I could quit the babysitting and not need any of that income. And in the end, I was forced to quit the babysitting. And I still had some income coming in. And so that has been a huge blessing. And I don't ever have to leave the house. So I don't have to have other people's kids here. And I don't have to leave the house. So it's worked out really well. Yes. It's great. I love other people's kids. But it's like, I already have five.
Yes.
So, yeah. So that's kind of how it all began.
Awesome. I love it. So now you're doing lots of Facebook parties, especially now with COVID, like that is like the best way really to get people yes. eyeballs on your stuff. So yes. why don't you walk me through like how you do a Facebook party and how you set it up and what you do at your parties?
Okay. So it's pretty much what I would call a show. It's a party, but it really comes off as a show. So paparazzi, most of the consultants, that's what they're encouraged to do. It really is the best way to sell since they kind of started the Facebook Live. And I have had a few home parties, but the amount of faces you get in front of you is so much smaller. So it really isn't to your best benefit. So basically what I do is I kind of started slower than some consultants, just doing one a week because I was so busy. And now I'm starting to the two a week, and most of them do two. But a lot of it's algorithm, getting your algorithm going, and you know all about that. Mm-hmm. So that takes a lot of effort. So I would say like the first few months I was, you know, starting, I did a lot on Facebook, just posting and commenting on people's, you know, posts and just trying to build that up. Now I was already big on Facebook anyway. I actually don't even get on Instagram, but I already was really connecting with people anyway. That's kind of me anyway. But I just spent a little more time on there. So that's kind of how you get started. But as for the parties in general, I'll basically send out a little, not invitation, but just an announcement that I'm doing a live that night. And I send it out early in the morning. So you get people from all over the US. And then usually I'll do an engagement post that day, like a couple hours later. Like I space out my posts every couple hours so people can see them. And do an engagement post. And usually I can get anywhere from 50 to 100 comments on the engagement post. I make sure I comment back, get all that going. And that really gets things moving. And then I just start my live show. And it allows you, on your personal profile, it allows you to invite people. Mm-hmm. On your business page, it doesn't. But everybody that has liked your page or follows your page will get a notification to come and join. So that's a really nice thing and just gives you an invite right away. You can invite people. You can have people share it. That's one of the biggest things is you're trying to get the people that get on to share it. So I have women that get on every week without fail. They are there. They want to be there. And then I probably have, I don't know, maybe 100 customers over the last year that come on and off. So it just depends. Like I'll maybe have 15 that are always there and then different people that get on and off. So start the live. I have all the jewelry organized on a spreadsheet. So I know how many I have of each piece. I have it all right there on trays. And then I just show a piece and have a number with it, and they can comment the number they want. And I put their name on it and they got it. And I show it on a mannequin. I show it up to me. Like, I do different things like that. But the best thing is that those people, I'm connecting with them, even though I am the only one talking, they're messaging. And some of them have become friends off of my lives because they get to know each other on the live. You have people like congratulating each other and giving each other the jewelry that they could tell the other person wanted more than them because I ran out. You have connections there that get people on. So it's not just that they love the jewelry. It's that they come and they feel welcomed and like they have friends there. And I think that's what's so great about these lives, is that you're really forming connections with people. I have so many friends now that I didn't even know before, that I consider, like, I'm messaging them during the week and checking on them, and they're checking on me, and it's amazing. It's amazing. So that's kind of how it works. And you're just selling, you're showing, you know, as much jewelry as you can in a certain amount of time. I'm usually on anywhere from 3 to 4 hours at a time.
That's a long time. How do you do live for that long?
I love it. I admit when it's over, I'm like, oh, I guess I don't have anything else that I was going to show tonight. Bye, guys. Like, every once in a while, I have, like, my kids coming in mouthing to me they need me. And so I'm ready to get off. But it's like a girl's night for me. And so there's so much energy involved. My husband always laughs at me because I have a hard time falling asleep the night after a live, because I got, you know, all those endorphins that come, like, it's really hard to actually get off. So the other thing is, the longer you're on, the more comments you get and the better your algorithm gets. So that really helps you in the long run. And there's all those women that, and there's men too, but mostly women that are laying in bed and can't sleep, and they just start searching the internet or type in paparazzi lives or whatever. And so you're getting new people you wouldn't get if you were just on for 2 hours. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So it's actually to your benefit if you can stay on longer. I know I've had consultants under me before that are really, they want to get on and get off. They do not like it. It's like they sell that way because it's a good way, but it's not enjoyable to them and it scares them. And they just don't get as many people on because it's just, you know, maybe 10 people decide to get on at 10 at night instead of 8 at night. Mm-hmm. So it's to your benefit to stay on as long as you can.
Gotcha. So you just make sure you have enough content to cover to stay on. I don't think that I could ever do a 4 hour long live.
I admit I get up, you know, because I'm in my 40s. So I admit I get up and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can move anymore. So it's not like it doesn't wear me out. Like, I'm done and I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I've started to do them a little bit shorter, start them earlier and end a little earlier. But I feel like it's affected me a little bit sales wise. So I think if you can push yourself, it works. But the 2 lives a week are really your best bet, because then you can be on for more like 3 hours mm-hmm. and do 2 and still get a lot more sales by doing that. So
gotcha.
It helps your algorithm too.
Gotcha. So interesting. Yeah. So what would you say are 3 tips that you can give people? I mean, you kind of have said some already, but 3 tips of if they want to do, they want to start doing Facebook parties, start doing Facebook lives, what are 3 tips that they can do to help them to be successful? Stay on for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I think the algorithm is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still not even where I want to be that way. I have women in my upline that they have hundreds of people watching them. Like, it's just them working their algorithm, going live consistently. I think being consistent mm-hmm. is the biggest thing. If my women know I'm on every Tuesday, I don't change that unless I absolutely have to. And then I make sure I like private message people. Like, I would say getting people on my very first live, I was scared to death, and I'm not afraid of people or anything like that. But I remember crying to my daughter. She just put my makeup on. I was like, I don't know if I could do this. Like, it was scary. But once I did it and realized the energy that it brought to me and the joy, it was awesome. And so I think, But I was successful from the beginning in that I asked all my family to get on. Mm-hmm. I said, you don't have to buy, you don't have to do anything. Just get on so I don't look stupid. And they all did. And so from the very get-go, I had that benefit. So I think getting people on is so important for your algorithm and just for your own energy. I think it helps. And so even if people don't buy, just having them support you, I think is important. So I make sure I message people 45 minutes before my show. Anybody that's ever been on my show, I have in my messenger, and I just send a generic, I'm live in 45, and just a reminder. And I have a messenger group that sometimes I'll do parties in, and I'll send a reminder there. So I think reminding people, a lot of your customers want to get on. They get busy and they don't remember. So I think reminding people, right? Yeah. So I think making sure people get the word that you're on. I think, to be honest with you, any success I've had, I think, is because people know I genuinely care about them. I think you have to make it about the people mm-hmm. more than any money you earn. I swear to you, the first several months, I didn't make a penny, and it was because I was paying for everyone's shipping, and I was, you know, oh, that broke, let me give you a free piece. Like, I was just doing all I could to make people happy, and I still, to some degree, do a lot of that just so everyone knows I care about them. And I think if you can come off genuine, if your kid comes in, like I've had my son come in and hide right behind my chair and pop up, and, you know, and if I try to make it too professional, like, I think you have to look, I think that's actually one of my biggest tips. It just came to me. I think you have to look professional. I think if you look like you just rolled out of bed, no one's going to stop and look at you. And so you have to, if you're trying to get new customers, you have to look professional. I have lighting, professional lighting. I have, you know, I usually have my jewelry behind me, but I don't actually prefer that. That's just what I have right now where I can do it. But I have a tripod. I have everything set up well. And I think that matters to people. So I think that's important. But on the other hand, I think you can't take it too seriously, because you are live and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to say things like what I just did this last week, where I wished this girl's daughter that had just gotten on for the first time a happy birthday, said, everybody wish her happy birthday, we're so glad you're here. And 10 minutes later, I was like, she ordered something, and I said, oh, your name looks familiar. How do I know you? Like, and I just, everyone's like, you just wished her a happy birthday. Like, so things like that happen, you know, and you can't take yourself too seriously, and you have to be willing to be normal and be a person, because let's face it, we like people that, you know, we might look up to a movie star, but in general, we get along best with the people that are real. Mm-hmm. And so I think you have to make yourself real and not take yourself too personally, or too seriously, not personally, too seriously. I think that's important. So have I already covered three? I don't know. I wasn't
ready. Yeah, that sounds great. I love it. And I really agree with you with the, like, looking professional, because I've seen a lot of people sell paparazzi and do lives and stuff like that. And the ones that look professional, like when you said that, I was like, yeah, that's right. The ones that they look professional, their lighting looks good, all of mm-hmm. that. Those are the ones that I stop and I'll like watch and see the things that they have. But the ones where it's like really dimly lit and they look like they roll out of bed and stuff like that, I'm like, you don't know what you're doing. So I just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to look like you know what you're talking about. So whatever you're selling, you know, if it's nutrition and you don't look like you take care of yourself, people aren't going to take you seriously. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, I have some people above me that do a lot better job than I do. In so many ways, but I just decided, you know, I am who I am. I'm not going to, you know, I don't have plastic surgery or anything. I can't change who I am right now, but you can make yourself look as good as you can. And that's really all that matters. You don't have to, you know, have an image. You just have to be able to look good with who you are. You know what I mean? As the best you can. Family picture ready is what we always call it. Just be family picture ready.
I like that. So, that's yeah. a good tip. Good tip. So, Andrea, if people want to get connected with you and maybe watch one of your 4-hour lives, where's the best place for them to find you?
You have to stay on the whole time. My mom's like, okay, love you. Goodbye. You know, she supports me, but she can't stay on that long. It's just on Facebook. So my personal profile is Andrea Swain True, Swaintreu. And then my business page is Blings Come True, T-R-E-U.
Cute.
With Andrea. Yeah. So that's my Facebook business page. So if you like and follow that page, you'll know when my lives are. And sometimes I go on my personal profile. Sometimes I go for my business page. So it just kind of depends, but.
Awesome. We'll make sure that we link that in the show notes too. So
thank you.
Thank you so much for being on here today. This has been so fun.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. It has been fun.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Hey, thanks. See ya.
Awesome. So if you are brave enough to do a 4-hour long Facebook Live, that gives me a lot of anxiety. But if you're like Andrea and you love it, then go for it. Let's try it. We'd love to hear how this all goes. So if you're not a member of the Authentic Influencer Marketing Facebook group, make sure you join us there because we want to hear, maybe you have some great ideas for a Facebook party that we have not talked about. Go in there and share with us because we want to know what it is that you're doing in your business that's working super, super well. And other people can learn from that too because we are all here to help each other. That's what a community of authentic influencers are all about. So we'll see you inside the Facebook group and we'll hear you all next time.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.